It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, we were just talking with some of our listeners. He's like, I can't put my finger on this thing. I don't know.
Like, as I said, it's funny because I wear my heart on my sleeve. As you know, Carl plays it closer to the vest. I really like Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins from the jump. And I just, it's like, yeah, I feel like, guys like, damn, Mike, you feel like a jaded girlfriend. You're darn right I do. You know,
Kirk,
I bought into this guy.
He's a jerk. Kirk
I bought into this
a jerk.
Guy's mystique and the vibe, and it's like he's just a con man. And another thing that came up during the commercial break, pretty funny, shout out to my buddy Reese, fam, you in the house, he's a Rattler.
All right.
He brought up, he says, you know, he goes, I have to laugh, Mike, every time you bring up Mitchell Trubisky, says, you know who drafted Mitchell Trubisky? Ryan Pace.
He did.
Bears. Who is basically one of our assistants, one part of our brain trust with the Falcons, moved up from 3 to 2 to draft Trubisky. In that draft, which then obviously later there was a lot of great players named Patrick Mahomes and, you know, other guys you might want to be in business with, you know, Deshaun Watson, before it went bad. But they went with Trubisky.
Yeah, based on the guys that were coming out of that draft, he shouldn't have been drafted where he was. And look, Pace, along with all these general managers, have a guy that if you asked them privately, they go, I shouldn't have drafted him. And I'm willing to tell you because it changed the trajectory of his time in Chicago.
Right.
You get the right quarterback, Mike May, who knows? He might still be the GM there. I mean, so all these guys have a guy, but when it comes to quarterbacks and you get that guy wrong, it probably sets you back. And not only that, you probably ultimately lose your job. Let's talk about what else is going on around the NFL. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we were talking about fantasy football. I think most of you, I'm not going to assume that all of you play. I used to play a lot more than I do. It's so time consuming. But if you have a league that you enjoy and you're in and you're looking ahead and you're like, man, it's like the draft. You start thinking about guys you want to get.
Right.
And there are reports out there, Mike, as they start to do these analysis about players that are going to take the next jump. Bijan Robinson's projected to blow away the fantasy competition in 2025. Now, I remember a few years back when this was Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
And everybody's like, hands down, number one pick. Not telling you Bijan's the number one overall pick, but I do think he may end up having a bigger impact than anybody else based on the way that this thing is looking right now. And I say this because based on what we saw last year, it can only get better, right? Knock wood. Hey, offensive coordinator, Falcons, it can only get better. Robinson averaged 17 touches last year, 87 yards. He basically gave you 14 fantasy points a game. But they're saying, Mike, those numbers are going to go up. And he's going to get more touches this year. He'll score more touchdowns and his yards per carry, blah, blah, blah. What the fantasy nerds are saying is that Bijan is going to have a major impact in the fantasy world this year.
All right. Now, I'm all for that. The one thing about Bijan, I owned him last year in fantasy. Oh. He and Jahmyr Gibbs won me my league, so I won shenanigans last year.
Did Gibbs get hurt?
No, it was the other running back. It was Montgomery. And Gibbs actually was the benefactor late in the season. The only knock, and again, I agree with everything you said, and if that's the way Zach Robinson is going to use him, then yes.
Please, I hope so.
The only thing missing from Bijan Robinson, what do you think his longest carry of the year was?
No breakaways.
That's what's
no
missing.
No breakaways.
The only thing that's missing that everybody else has, even Derrick Henry does, he doesn't do. His longest run from scrimmage was 37 yards. He had some big ones, 28, 26, 37, I mentioned, 29.
No, he had no 50, 60.
He does not take it to the house. Now, he had touchdown runs, but the one where, because we all know, he can stop on a dime, fake a corner or a linebacker out of his jockstrap, but the big run, that's the only, and now, look, I love Bijan.
The home runs.
We're big fans, and we love the dude, but the only thing yet to be part of his resume is the big take it to the house kind of run.
Yeah, it's what made the difference. You talk about Derrick Henry. Obviously, I think you're right. And look, is that a function of the offense or is that a function of just it popping? Like some of these plays have to pop and you get a chance. And look,
he's always like a shoestring tackle away from having the 75.
He is, because once he gets loose, you're not catching him. He's gone. But he hasn't had a chance to maneuver and get there. That's why once we get in the red zone and he makes all those moves to get a 5 or 6 yard gain, we're always wild. But I don't disagree with you. He hadn't had a big pops.
By the way, just out of comparison, because he was in the same draft and it also kind of helped to validate the run. Remember the running back was getting lost and devalued, and all of a sudden we were helped to bring him back up? Jahmyr Gibbs, 47, 45, a 70 last year. So that's the only thing missing between the two of them as far as the elite
better offensive line.
Lions. Oh, yeah.
Lions have a better – I'm serious. I love our offensive line, but the Lions have one of the best offensive lines in the league.
But McGarry is better going forward than backwards.
Yes, yes.
You know, and we like Lindstrom's Pro Bowl level, but it is interesting.
But you're right.
That's the only – and again, I'm splitting hairs here because, we love Bijan, but that's the only thing missing.
What do you guys think, man? Hit us up. That's interesting, and that's just down the road. I mean, as we start talking about the draft and these new players, but we're always looking at fantasy, and some of you guys are in keeper leagues. I was in a keeper league, and I'm like, sometimes it's hard to determine if a guy's going to take that next step, and then you're like, I'll move on. And then he has a great year, and you're like, damn it. Either way.
Gibbs, by the way, averaged 5.6. He had 50 less carries than Bijan, and it just came up about 30 less yards. It was 14-12 versus 14-15.
It was those big hitters.
Yeah. That's what puts you in that rarefied air you're talking about for fantasy.
Well, think about Saquon, Mike. I mean, it seemed like every time we watched him last year, he was on an 80-yard run, right? It was like, oh, there he goes again. I mean, he started the playoff game against the Rams that way.
It's just that's the ultimate litmus test, and that's a hell of a world to be living in if you can be that guy because, yeah. Not to mention, he's a dude going in reverse, jumping over people, doing stuff. Like, let's be honest. We saw Saquon Barkley. And there's things we never saw before. How often do you watch SportsCenter? Okay, top 10. Oh, boy, somebody dunked a ball. Haven't seen that before. You know when a guy throws it down and everybody on the bench goes, oh, no, he did. It's like, I've seen that before. But when Barkley did what he did, you were like, you got to be kidding me. All right, look at these. Longest yards, longest rushes per the game. 68, 72, 39, 55, 59, 65. That's Saquon.
That's Saquon.
And that's the only thing missing from Bijan.
And that's why he ran for 2,000 yards.
And what's another correlation? Another great offensive line?
Yes, it really was. Eagles. Best offensive line Saquon's played for, and that's why he had the season he did. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our 4th-and-1 segment, guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's hear from Brock Purdy. Now, I've told you all along, I can't pay him $60 million. I don't know if they're going to.
I can't pay him $30 million.
I don't know if they're going to. But Brock Purdy was talking about when he thought he could be a starter because now all of this is starting to ramp up. And remember, for everybody that said, the 49ers, they have all this money under the cap. You haven't paid your quarterback yet. And then they moved on from Debo, Mike. They've made some other moves. Here's Purdy talking about when he thought he could be a starter in the league.
During camp and stuff, all the competitions were going on. And Trey was the guy, but like with Nate Sudfeld and I, and we're competing And I knew that I could like rip the ball and going up against like some dudes that I've watched growing up on the practice field and then in preseason games. So that sort of gave me some confidence, like, okay, I can do this thing. I don't know how it's going to go down because there's guys in front of me with Trey Lance and then later Jimmy Garoppolo joined again. But once Jimmy became the starter, I was like, I might get some playing time this year, man. I just don't know when.
Trey, think about that.
Trey Lance.
Now, is Purdy better than Trey Lance? Duh.
Well, we don't know what Trey Lance is.
But, Mike, Trey Lance was in front of him taking first-team snaps when he got there because he was Mr. Irrelevant. Nobody expected anything from Brock Purdy.
Like I said, I can't crap on Trey Lance because I've only seen him play like one or two games.
Where's he at, by the way? Cowboys let him go, didn't he?
Right, he was Cowboys, and they didn't play him.
No, they let him go. Yeah. Mike, if he was going to play, he would have played against us when Dak got hurt.
Right, they had Cooper Rush over Trey Lance.
Yeah. Here's Purdy talking about on the difficulty of seeing over the trenches. He is a smaller guy. He is not 6'5 kind of quarterback.
Can't you wear high heel spot belts?
Well, he might need to. Here's Purdy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I mean, really, it's 60-40. You can see about 60% of the time, and the other 40%, you really can't. I mean, it doesn't matter how bigger you are.
Right.
I mean, I'm already shorter in stature, yes, but that's why it's so important when it comes down to knowing coverages, knowing scheme, where our players are supposed to be, how many steps they're breaking, and where the ball should be over a certain backer. When it comes down to 11 on 11 and you got guys that are a foot taller than you and you can't see, it comes down to the processing. Like before the play, like I know that the safety is probably going to rotate down. It's going to be one high and I got one hitch, no more than that, to rip it where Debo's supposed to be, like just inside the hash. And there's a backer that's also got a 40-inch vert that I got to put up. You know, like
that's what's crazy.
All those things.
Yeah, and honestly, this is why he's in the perfect offense. He's in a Kyle Shanahan offense. It's built on timing, Mike. It's built on play action.
Right.
You can be a smaller size quarterback in that offense because he's not asking you to be in the shotgun 50 times a game. He's in a perfect situation. They're going to pay him. I'm just curious to see what that number is going to look like.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.